We're about to have Jupiter, the planet of luck and expansion, move from a grounded earthy sign that is Taurus into a fast-thinking, fast-talking air sign that is Gemini. This episode, we are going to dive into what that will mean for your business when we experience this dramatic shift of Jupiter moving into Gemini late in May. Check this episode out for a sign-by-sign breakdown of how Jupiter in Gemini is going to show up for you and your business. Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Welcome back. I am Sophia Pallas. I am your online astrologer, online business expert, here to tell you all about how to work with the ancient wisdom of astrology in a practical and powerful way in your online business. Today, we're talking about Jupiter moving into the fast-thinking, fast-talking air sign that is Gemini, which is happening later in May. And I want you to be prepared for what this expansive transit has in store for your business. So let's talk a little bit more about what this shift will mean overall and how it might play out for your particular rising sign. I'm going to break it down for rising sign. If you don't know your rising sign, you can also listen for your sun sign, but I'm going to give an overall energy update, and then I'll go into the breakdown of each of the 12 signs. So for the past year, Jupiter has been in the grounded earthy sign of Taurus, and we have seen expansion in material things, in terms of things like food, in terms of things like property, in terms of things like money. So we've seen inflation, we've seen a property boom, we've seen a bit of a rising cost of living, but we've also seen some benefits from Jupiter in Taurus. We've seen exciting developments around organic food availability. We're more aware of the environment. And if you're a property investor, it's been great for you as well. There are a lot of benefits to Jupiter coming through Taurus. We've really had to knuckle down and focus on the foundations of our business as well, with Taurus being that foundational, structure-building, methodical sign. Now, as Jupiter moves into Gemini, the focus is really shifting. We are going from earth to air. It's a big jump. And right before Jupiter moves on out of Taurus, we also have this exciting connection between Jupiter and Uranus in the last segment, I suppose, of Taurus. So there's been a big shift happening in the Taurus part of your chart. And now we're moving into Gemini to see what might transpire next for you and your business. Jupiter in Gemini is also going to trine Pluto. It's going to aspect Pluto in Aquarius. Now, if you want to know more about Pluto in Aquarius, I have a whole episode on that with a sign-by-sign breakdown on how Pluto in Aquarius is going to affect you and your business. But Pluto and Jupiter connecting in a trine is a really interesting combination. It's a big activation to look out for. And this could be really powerful and helpful in terms of technology or communication and learning. There could be a really big power shift because it's Pluto when it comes to those things. The exciting part of Jupiter moving into Gemini is this expansiveness, this expansion around ideas, words, communication, and learning. So if you're already in online business, you are really well placed to make the most of an expansion when it comes to online learning. right? So you're in a great place. But the important thing to know also about Jupiter in Gemini energy is that there can be overstimulation of the mind, of thoughts and ideas, or this scattered sense of ideas, because Gemini energy wants to know a lot of things, is very curious about a range of things. So there can be a bit of a scatteredness to it. So opportunities with Jupiter and Gemini, opportunities are going to come through connections, through communication, through learning, through experimentation, through curiosity. It is related to inventiveness, to dexterity, to luck with languages or words, and even luck with machines or technology. So there is a concentration and an expansion in those areas over the next year as Jupiter moves through the sign of Gemini. We might notice a surge in all forms of communication, writing, speaking, learning. So this is a fantastic time if you're on YouTube, if you've got a podcast, if you're really into X, formerly known as Twitter, if you are into fields that also require communication skills. This is a period where people are going to be more curious, potentially more open-minded, and really eager to exchange thoughts and ideas. So there's going to be a surge, probably, of social media platforms. There's also going to be a boost in social connection. Gemini energy is very much about social connection. And that social sign, coupled with Jupiter's expansive nature, could really lead us to increased social activity and broadening of social circles, making more connections, more networking. So this energy is going to be great for networking, both professionally and personally. So you're going to want to embrace potentially new networks, new friendships, new collaborations, that kind of thing with this energy. It's also a very versatile energy. Jupiter in Gemini, or Gemini energy generally, is versatile. It's adaptable. It's flexible. So this whole period might bring out a range of new interests, of new hobbies. It might urge you to become more flexible, more versatile. You might notice that you get a bit of a curiosity about something that you've never tried before. You might find yourself trying new things. And that's a beautiful, amazing thing, amazing benefit of this transit. It's an excellent time to pick up new skills, especially ones that require a little bit of intellectual engagement, curiosity, or dexterity. The flip side of Jupiter in Gemini is information overload and a need for more discernment. With all of this information and communication flying around us with this strong Gemini energy, there's a potential for feeling overwhelmed by it all. There's a potential for feeling like social media overload, communication overload. We are going to need to be more discerning when we're thinking about what we choose to learn, what we choose to believe, what we choose to read, all of that stuff, what we choose to watch. So you want to start now, before this transit happens, to recognize that critical thinking and discernment are going to be really important come the end of May. And we're going to need to seek knowledge from diverse sources to build a rounded perspective and not kind of get drawn into a direction that might be a little skewed. Like if you want to maintain that kind of perspective, you're going to want to get your information from different sources and not head down one-sided rabbit holes, I suppose. However, Jupiter in Gemini is a light transit. There are some really big aspects happening with Jupiter, especially with Pluto, but Gemini energy is lighter. It is funnier. It is optimistic. It is curious. It is excitable. It's not taking life too seriously. It's finding joy in the small things, embracing your inner child, being more playful even. So enjoy that part of it. And I think it could bring out some new ideas, new inspiration in your business as well. So let's work through all 12 signs and what Jupiter and Gemini might be here to bring for you. We will start with Aries rising. So as I said at the beginning, you can listen to these based on your rising sign. If you don't know your rising sign, you can also listen based on your sun sign. However, the rising sign is probably going to be the most accurate and the most resonant, but have a listen to both if you like. Use this in the way that it best works for you. Okay, Aries rising. So Jupiter is moving from your second house to your third house, second house of money and resources to your third house of communication. This is an excellent time to work on your marketing strategies. And maybe you are doing more teaching or more community events like online workshops or webinars, or maybe you are, you know, you want to be more involved in online learning, in reading, maybe you want to write a book. Like there's a lot happening in terms of the way that you communicate. There's a lot of expansion and growth happening in that part of your chart. You might want to go deeper into your content creation. You might be, you know, going all in on a podcast or a YouTube channel or updating your blog or something like that, like to attract a wider audience. This is about expansion of your communication, right? Expanding your reach in some way, or expanding the amount that you're communicating, or expanding what you're learning and teaching about as well. So use this time to connect, to engage, to expand through clear and targeted communication. Be really discerning about how you are communicating and whether you can make it more clear and not too scattered. You know, try to get that clarity of thought, of concept before you go and communicate it. For Taurus rising, with Jupiter moving into your second house of money, it's been in your first house of self and identity, and it's moving into your second house of money, resources, and self-worth. So the focus will be over the next year as Jupiter moves through Gemini on financial growth and expanding your income streams. It might also have to do with your own pricing structures, the value that you place on your services as well. So you might be looking at new sales platforms, e-commerce platforms. You know, maybe you're also looking at new online course platforms to sell, innovative digital tools. Maybe you're looking into AI and how it can make you money. So consider what you're doing in your business. Maybe you need to reinvest your earnings back into the development of your business to enhance its value and its sustainability, because we are talking about second house stuff. We are talking about your ability to generate resources. So you're going to want to capitalize on your talents at this time. For Gemini rising, Jupiter in your first house of self is going to boost your personal appeal, your personal brand, your charisma. It's going to give you this golden time, this golden opportunity for self-promotion, for connecting directly with your audience, for implementing personal touches like video marketing to improve the, I guess, conversion of your activities, of your marketing activities. Like video works really well with this expansion of your personal brand. And just using myself as an example, I, you know, have invested a lot of time while Jupiter's been in my first house of self into my video strategy, into my YouTube strategy. And that was, you know, with Jupiter in Taurus. But now with Jupiter in Gemini, this is your opportunity, Gemini rising, to think about, do I want to be more visible? Do I want to show more of my personality, my personal brand in my business? And how can I do that? Because you're going to have this really juicy opportunities to do that while this transit happens. For Cancer rising, Jupiter is going to be moving through your 12th house. So the focus is going to be on behind the scenes planning and strategy. This is all about the back room of your business and your life. So you might be researching new markets, new opportunities, quietly developing new products that you're going to release in the following year. You're going to be incorporating potentially some more retreat strategy into your business. Like maybe you want to run a retreat. Maybe you want to go on a retreat for your business. You are going to be working on improving your decision-making, setting yourself up for more success in the future. This is a preparation time for you. Leo rising, with Jupiter moving through your 11th house, your social connections, your networks, your community engagements, this is going to get a big boost. So you might be hosting events, online events or workshops to broaden your network. You might be appearing in other people's groups or networks, you know, speaking at events, establish your authority in your industry, right? Collaborations with influencers or similar brands or similar entrepreneurs can expand your reach and bring new opportunities. Your network is there to grow your business. Okay, Virgo rising. So Jupiter in Gemini is going to be moving through your 10th house of career and public reputation. And this is inviting you to set some really big career goals. This is where you are looking for endorsements or recognition to elevate your business profile. You are going to be focusing on developing your leadership skills as your growth is all about inspiring your business team, your colleagues, your employees to enhance your business operations. You are developing your legacy and you're going to get opportunities here to develop your legacy with Jupiter in Gemini. For Libra rising, Jupiter is going to be moving into your 9th house of expansion in terms of publication, of broadcasting, of higher education, of wisdom, of, you know, sharing of wisdom. So consider this could be a time where you want to offer more online learning. You want to maybe develop a new course or curriculum. You want to be sharing your expertise. You want to be embracing potentially global markets because it's also about exploration overseas or of bigger things, of global ideas, of global markets, of global publishing and broadcasting and that kind of thing. So you're going to be embracing this kind of bigger energy in your business with Jupiter in Gemini, which can inject some fresh ideas and innovation into your business as well, because you're going to be looking for external expansive perspectives too. For Scorpio rising, we are talking about your 8th house. Jupiter is going to be moving into your 8th house, and this is going to encourage you to really get strategic about your financial planning and resource sharing. So this is a prime time for grant funding, for thinking about your financial management in terms of your investments and shared goals, maybe in business partnership or in, you know, whoever you are running your business with, unless you're a solopreneur, in which case it's possibly more about the way that you're managing your money and the way that you're investing your money. Whether that's a formal financial management strategy, or it's more of you considering what have I been doing with my finances? Where are my opportunities to expand, to grow in these areas? Where are my grant opportunities to grow some external funding? Where is some opportunities for investment in my business? Like as in other people to invest in you, but also you to consider your investments. For Sagittarius rising, we are talking about Jupiter moving through your 7th house of partnerships. This is all about opportunity when it comes to business collaborations and partnerships. So you're going to want to strengthen relationships through clear communication, Gemini energy, and those shared goals. You're going to want to really think about what's going on in your partnership sector and where are some opportunities for expansion for your business and in your own personal life as well. Okay, Capricorn rising. With Jupiter in Gemini, it's going to be moving through your 6th house. This is the house of daily routines, habits, and health. So we're going to be looking at enhancing your business's daily operations and the daily routines and even your habits around your health and how you manage yourself to be better for your business, to give yourself more vitality for your business. You're going to want to think about keeping yourself well and opportunities to boost your routines, to boost your health habits, to benefit your business as well. You're going to want to optimize and streamline your habits and your processes in your business for better efficiency. You're going to potentially think about, because it's Gemini energy, seeking new input and ideas around fresh perspectives on how you can improve your habits and routines and your systems in your business. For Aquarius rising, Jupiter is going to be moving through your fifth house, and this is going to allow you to really unleash your creativity and your self-expression. In business astrology, the fifth house can also represent advertising, so you may want to amp up what you're doing in terms of your visibility, and that may also be, you know, more advertising in that sense, more promotion, more self-expression in that sense is coming for you, Aquarius rising. So experiment, because it is Gemini energy, with this innovative marketing and promotion ideas. You might want to think about, you know, more interactive content or some unique technology that you can use to differentiate your business in the market and, you know, potentially create more desire, more interest, more curiosity in what you do and how you express your brand. Finally, for Pisces rising, Jupiter is in your fourth house. So this time, this next year, is really going to focus on solidifying your business foundation, your personal foundation as well, and your home life, but also the foundation of your business. You might be thinking about improving your workspace for better productivity, or engaging with people from your close community to strengthen support for your business, like really grassroots type stuff. That can be what that fourth house is about, like going back to your roots and getting support for your business there. It can also mean that you are really conscious of creating a solid base to ensure stability and support future expansion. There can be a lot of growth here in your home sector as well. So it may also shift the focus away from the public facing activities of your business and back to, what am I doing to support myself, my family, my home through my business as well? And how do I get that work-life balance? What opportunities do I have to really improve my work-life balance with Jupiter here? You might get some really creative and juicy ideas with that Gemini energy too. Awesome. So that is a rundown of this Jupiter in Gemini energy, which is going to kick off from the end of May 2024. Now, if you're interested in learning about the other planets through the signs, I have, as I mentioned earlier, an episode on Pluto moving into Aquarius and what that will mean for all 12 rising signs. I also have a great episode on Mars and your business strategy through all 12 signs. And that is, you know, regardless of the time of year, that is focused on, you know, Mars in your natal astrology chart and how that might play out in terms of your best business strategies. So check that episode out. Of course, if you want to dive deeper into your own astrology chart, into the transits that are happening out there right now and how they might be affecting your business and how to make the most of the opportunities that Jupiter in Gemini will bring, book a one-on-one session with me. The link to book will be in the show notes or the description box below. I would love to meet with you and dive deeper into all of this amazing Jupiter energy that we have coming up very soon. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at Sophia Palace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.